Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Martin Luther, in the Small Called Articles, written in 1537, said, "For thank God, a seven-year-old child knows what the church is, namely, holy believers and sheep who hear the voice of their shepherd. So children pray, I believe in one holy Christian church." Shepherd and sheep. Psalm 23 is probably your favorite psalm, as it is for countless of Christians down through the ages. Sheep and shepherd is one of the most comforting descriptions of the holy Christian church, perhaps because it is a gentle picture. Picture sheep peacefully grazing in a meadow and the shepherd keeping watch over his flock and feeding them tenderly. We picture children as lambs. Perhaps you as adults picture yourself as a ewe or a ram. But all of us are sheep. While sheep have excellent senses, they are really defenseless. They are categorized as prey animals, P-R-E-Y. Their instinct is to flee because they really can't fight back against a predator. Instead, they all gather in a group as herd animals do. We call that a flock. So sheep need a shepherd to take care of them, to guide them, protect them, feed them. Here's an interesting fact about sheep. They never walk in a straight line. Their winding tracks allow sheep to observe their backsides, first with one eye and then the other. They're always looking behind themselves for predators. Sheep also need other sheep. They are touching animals, that is, when young lambs sleep, they seek out their mothers to lie close to them. I once found a photo of a mother sheep resting her head on her lamb and that lamb nuzzling at his mother's neck. It makes a wonderful picture for Christians and their good shepherd, Jesus. It is the holy Christian church. You need your good shepherd, and you need the other sheep of his flock. Jesus says of himself here, "I am the good shepherd." If Jesus is the good shepherd, then it follows that there are bad shepherds, just as he goes on to explain, and as we heard in the Old Testament reading. "He is a hired hand and not a shepherd who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep." Jesus is your good shepherd because he has laid down his life for you. This little picture explains the life and death of our Lord Jesus Christ for us. It's part of what we teach our catechumens as the great exchange. Jesus dies in your place. He gives up his life so that you will live. That is what makes him the good shepherd. He did not flee when you were attacked by the roaring lion that you know as Satan. Jesus met him head on, wrestled him into death. And of course, the lion thought that he had defeated the shepherd. But in reality, Jesus defeated him, taking away his power to kill us forever. Jesus was not a victim. No one took his life from him, but he laid it down of his own accord so that he could take it up again in his resurrection. And for that reason, these words about our Good Shepherd are read on Misericordias Domini Sunday, Good Shepherd Sunday. Sheep need to be together with other sheep. because a sheep by himself or herself cannot survive. A sheep will by himself wander away. As we hear in the scriptures, all we are like sheep. We have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way. So as I said before, sheep don't walk in a straight line. They amble, they stray, they roam. You're tempted to listen to other voices. Maybe your friends or other so-called authorities, social media and artificial intelligence have claimed the lives of too many young people who listen to one who is not even human. Satan continues to tempt you to ignore the voice of your good shepherd. Sadly, there are those who are once members of Christ's flock, but who are no longer part of it. They've wandered away. They've been lured by other voices. They have focused so much on themselves that they have become deaf to the good shepherd's voice. They have put themselves in danger of eternal death. They simply wander away, going their own way. According to the United States Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, a total of 226,910 head of sheep and lambs were killed by predators in 2019. That's the most current information available. Coyotes being responsible for 51.7% of the total losses. And so in recent years, four-footed shepherds, guard dogs, donkeys, and llamas have been enlisted as a predator control force. Coyotes, however, have adapted by using a pack strategy. So it is imperative that all of us as sheep listen to the voice of our good shepherd, always. No one else has the words of eternal life. All others have only the words of death. Only this shepherd, this good shepherd, has the words which make alive and keep alive forever. No one else. The Apostle Peter likens Satan to a lion looking for prey. Sheep. Did you ever think, what could a shepherd do against a lion? If he has an automatic weapon like an M4, he can probably kill the lion easily. But such weapons were not part of the ancient shepherd's arsenal. He had a rod and a staff. The rod was a 1 to 2 foot club. The staff we understand a bit better. It has offensive and defensive qualities, to be sure, but a lion? Ancient shepherds then had to be more creative, we say. We think that if a lion, a predator came after the sheep, the shepherd couldn't do very much other than make a lot of noise and try to chase him away. But the discussion of David's slaying of Goliath is interesting in this regard. When the shepherd boy David volunteered to fight the giant Goliath and kill him, when all of the hardened soldiers of Saul's army had failed, Saul answered that David was just a shepherd boy. What is he against a man of war who has practiced his art from his youth? And here it is. It's David's answer. Your servant used to keep sheep for his father. And when there came a lion or a bear and took a lamb from the flock, I went after him and struck him and delivered it out of his mouth. And if he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has struck down both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, for he has defied the armies of the living God. And David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." Jesus, our good shepherd, is David's greater son. If David slew lions and bears as well as the giant Goliath, then what can David's greater son do for us? What has our good shepherd done for us? He has slain the roaring lion and the ravenous wolves who have come from Satan himself. He will protect those whom he has redeemed with his precious blood. But how does he do this? How does your good shepherd protect you today? Christ is truly present wherever his word is preached in its truth and purity, and his sacraments are administered according to Christ's institution. In word and sacrament, you hear the voice of your good shepherd. And this is why there is the office of the holy ministry. While the term pastor means shepherd, I really think that pastors are more like the working dogs who have guarded sheep for centuries. These are guardian breeds like the Great Pyrenees, the Anatolian Shepherd, the Commodore, and Tibetan Mastiff dogs. Most of them are very large, weighing at least 100 pounds and some topping 200 pounds. Sometimes the shepherds would breed them to match the color of the wool of the sheep so that they would blend in with the sheep, making identification of those four-footed shepherds more difficult for predators. They are not allowed the privileges of a pet, but they are to bond with the sheep living among them, protecting them. Luther said this about the work of pastors, and it was something that I had posted on the wall of my study for many years. "Therefore, someone must be selected to strengthen them," that is the sheep, "lest wolves come and tear the sheep to pieces. For a pastor must not only lead to pasture by teaching the sheep how to be true Christians, but in addition to this, he must also repel the wolves lest they attack the sheep and lead them astray with false doctrine and error. For the devil does not rest." Now today one finds many people who can let the gospel be preached, provided that one does not cry out against the wolves and preach against the prelates. But even if I preach in the right way and tend and teach the sheep, this protecting and guarding does not suffice to keep the wolves from coming and leading the sheep astray. "For what is built if I lay stones and watch someone else knock them down? The wolf can surely let the sheep have good pasturage. The fatter they are, the more he likes them. But he cannot bear the hostile barking of the dogs. Therefore, to him who takes this to heart, it is important to tend the sheep in the right ways, as God has commanded. So if your pastor barks at you to warn you of danger, then he is doing his job rightly." That's one of the things that pastors are supposed to do. So I say, "Call me a dog. I'm barking to alert you to danger, to your salvation, to the voice you should be listening to. Pastors are urging the sheep to listen to Christ, our good shepherd." So I'm happy in this context if you want to call me a barking dog. Psalm 23 speaks about what our good shepherd does for us. And again, here in the divine service, you hear the voice of your good shepherd. It's in the office of preaching and the administration of the sacraments, says Luther. "And you know that when you find these, you find Christ himself, who is your good shepherd. When you continue to listen to the voice of your good shepherd in word and sacrament, then you have his promise that he will always surround you with his love and his protection. Only Jesus has the words of eternal life. Only in his name is there eternal salvation. So I speak to all of you. Listen to your good shepherd. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.